This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is something different.
This is rare. I don't know if I've ever been in the studio with you.
I think that we must have done it at least once somehow. I don't know. But when you...
We're usually in our own rooms.
You do your Saturday show from home, correct?
Correct.
Right. And there might be an opportunity. I want to pause here. Morgan, as you well know, works often 7 days a week, but always works like 6 days a week. And there's a lot of people fully committed to here, but you know, I'm looking at two of them right now. Joey and Morgan are as committed to this station as anybody ever has. And you got a little bit of news. I don't know much about it, so this is kind of newsy for me too.
Okay.
So tell me what's going on.
I'm getting a new talk show, and it will be on Saturday nights, 9 to midnight.
Wait, Saturday night?
That's right.
9 to midnight?
Yes.
Do you have a name?
Nighttime Neighbors. Because I think that the nighttime community is really connected, right? Everybody seems to be in a similar situation at night. Many of them are oftentimes alone. They're insomniacs, shut-ins, truckers, shift workers. That's a solitude time of day.
Hmm.
I used to work, as you know, here overnights. I did 10:30 to 6:30 for about 2.5 years doing the overnight news. And I was the only person here, so I had to really entertain myself and be active in news in order to stay up for that shift. But there is a very close-knit community at night, and I'm looking to reach those people.
Wow. And so, like, I look at this in a couple of different perspectives because, and again, I'm older. I'm a generation older. And as you grow as a professional, you want to do new things and challenge yourself in new ways, right? So this
yes.
is part of that growth that you, of course, would expect. But my question is, like, why did you gravitate towards maybe that crew, that group of people, and that time slot? Because obviously that's Saturday nights. Also, you're going to be giving up a Saturday night of your own life. And tell me why you feel like that population and that slot is underserved.
First of all, when I was pitching this and talking with Janine and Steve, our bosses, I did an analysis of what comparable news talk stations like ours were doing on Saturday nights. And then in the top 75 markets, I found that only six stations had live programming of their own
on
a Saturday night. I'm not talking about sports or play-by-play. I'm not talking about live network shows. I mean shows that were actually their own.
So now
this will be number seven.
So does that mean that there would be a goal eventually to syndicate it?
Maybe. I'm not ruling anything out, but I'm happy to have this as a local show, too, something that's unique.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's, because there aren't a lot of areas where there's like a niche where there's room to grow. So that's obviously, you did the market analysis. Yeah.
Yes.
And so what's the show going to look? So you got 3 hours. Is it going to be like, which kind of clock? It's not going to be on this clock, obviously, because we have weather and traffic so much and news.
It's definitely going to be slower paced.
And there's going to be more talk time, right?
More talk time. I'm not afraid to talk, monologues, also guests as I find them appropriate. The overall themes of the show, I'm looking to go after topics of creativity, independence, inspiration, those kinds of things.
And you're going to take callers?
At some point I'd like to, yes.
Yeah.
Probably not for the first show or two, because I'm still working out some engineering things and matters behind the scenes. But hopefully I can expand to that, yes.
Right, because I think one of the... I think people need to know, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to have to do everything yourself.
Yes.
So all production and, you know, everything. So in order to take call, I mean, you have to be like the Wizard of Oz. And so if you're going to take calls, you need to be able to have not only the technology to do so, but, you know, it has to be relatively simple, right?
Yes. It's funny because I hear from people that worked in the industry like in the 1960s, and it seemed like there was one person for every single job. And I've come up in the industry where it's like, I am the one person doing all of the jobs. So in that sense, I'm not that afraid. I'm looking forward to that challenge, actually. But to go back to another thing that you had mentioned, another question, Brian, in giving up Saturday nights, I'm not really afraid of that. I'm 29 years old. I feel that I've done a lot of the going out kind of thing, you know, nightclubs or seeing friends. A lot of my friends are or have already been married or are getting married or they're starting to have kids. And I'm not in either of those situations, which is fine by me. I'm not looking to.
Yeah.
But I need something to do for myself, number one. But also I wanted to find a way to try to give back. I think that this is it.
And it doesn't, when you think about the schedule, it's not like working an overnight. It doesn't torpedo your Sunday.
No.
And you can still do plenty on Saturday, and you have Friday night too. So from that perspective, I definitely see it. First of all, I think it's a great idea. And I think it's something that, I know it'll be focused on Connecticut and it'll be great, but I actually feel like it's got a great opportunity.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had something that I was doing usually every other Saturday night with a group of friends in the Manhattan area. And it came to an end when the venue kind of fell apart, and that was in August. And I said to myself, I don't want to do that again. I don't want to travel far on a Saturday night like that. You know, my friends and I, we get together in other ways or talk all the time. So I needed a change of pace, and this was what I came up with.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations. The name of the show is again?
Nighttime Neighbors.
And when does it's 9 to midnight on Saturdays. When does it launch?
January 3rd.
Okay, January 3rd. So, and it'll be launching the show 9 to midnight on Saturday, January the 3rd.
And the other question I get a lot, real quick, what's the difference between the two? The Spotlight Connecticut one is going to be a profile expose of a top person from Connecticut or a top story from Connecticut. So that focus is not going to change. The Saturday night show will be far more freeform.
Yeah, because you're going to have 3 hours to
fill.
I mean.
Yes. And although I'll get into local topics, I might look at national or broader based or philosophical types of things. So you know, it's going to be all over the place.
From a content perspective, it's a gift. The ability to go on the air and talk about whatever you want, I look at that as a gift. I mean, that's a privilege, right? I mean, we're super tight on the morning show because of all the obligations we have. But I mean, I get to interview the people I want to, I get to choose. You know, that's awesome. So,
yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great, Morgan. We look forward to listening.
I'm not quitting. Everyone wanted to know if I was quitting. Maybe they want me to quit, but I'm not.
Nobody wants you to quit, but we don't want to burn yourself out either. But again, if you like Morgan Cunningham, there's going to be more Morgan. Saturday is 9 to midnight starting January the 3rd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.